Oh, there's drinking involved?
There you go.
Always.
I didn't think you did the show unless you were drinking, Jeff.
Yeah, I thought that was some sort of, like, requirement.
That's in his clause.
It's like part of the contract.
I mean, have you heard me kind of talk in the last hour of the show? It's usually pretty,
It's always entertaining.
That, yeah. Speaking of which, honey, please, dear, could I have a beer?
Please. I like how you asked nicely. That's very polite of you.
She didn't appreciate it.
I hope
still,
said,
even though you said please,
I had get it yourself.
I wanted the bottle. Yeah, that one.
Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 247, where Jeff's girlfriend gets us beer.
She's not getting me a beer.
That's actually true. She can't though, because we are in 5 different cities.
Because I'd be impressed if she did.
Jesus, she'd have to be like the Flash though.
Well,
there are 5 of us this week. Tony is here.
It's a miracle, but I am here.
Fozzie is back from his vacation.
It's been a long time coming.
Jeff is here.
Yo.
He's the only one where his girlfriend actually got him a beer. And Don is with us as well.
Heyo.
I guess we'll talk some games we've been playing, and then we're gonna kind of go over our games of March, which I think it's gonna be a rather eclectic selection of titles. So,
be a bit skimpy.
Yeah, but Jeff, you just reviewed Axiom Verge, so
yeah,
you seem to like it from what I read.
Yeah, I really like it. It's not, like, perfect or anything, and, like, there are definitely, there's probably other games that came out in March that you could say are better, but this is, like, a game, you know, I've been asking for, Brian has been asking for, like, give us a new 2D Metroid. Well, there it is. It's fucking 2D Metroid, essentially. Like, yeah, it's a different main character, and there's different tools and shit, but it's basically Metroid. Like, look at a fucking screenshot of it and tell me that's not fucking Super Metroid.
No, it looks like a Super Nintendo game.
Yeah, and it, you know, everything, like, the doors look like doors out of fucking Super Metroid. Like, and it's exactly that type of game. You know?
Your review's not up on the site yet, but you seem to have some trouble with, I guess you would finish a boss or something, get a new weapon, and then, like, be like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that is a major problem as you get further and further in the game, because you're opening up more of the map. Well, the problem is, like, the way these games work is you get a new item that lets you access a new area, so you'd be like, oh yeah, I remember seeing that door before I couldn't get through. Well, sometimes you're like, you get a new item, you're like, wait, what did I do with that? Where does that go? And then, like, where was that on the map? And then sometimes you go back to where you remember seeing, like, a certain door or something, and you use that, and all it does is open up a fucking, like, little room with, like, a tiny little, like, minor power-up. And you're like, okay, well, that's great to have, a little bit more health, but it's still not getting me any further, like, to where I need to go here. I mean, that's in all these games. Like, that happens, like, but I found it happening a little too much in it, where you're just, like, lost forever.
But the weapons seem to make up for it.
Well, yeah, the tools and the weapons are really good. The level design is generally pretty cool, like, but, and then it's like, sometimes you're like, am I just dumb? But, I don't know, it's not like, you just gotta accept it, that it's, you know, you might have to search around for a while or fucking ask for help or look something up or, you know. That's the nature of these games, kind of, but I never had as much problem as I don't usually have as much problems as I'm having with this one. So, I don't know, though. It's, like I said, man, like, you had another game in the same genre in March, which was Ori and the Blind Forest, and that, I think by most standards and most critics would say, like, that's the better game or whatever, but this is Metroid. It's like, makes me want Nintendo to, like, just do this, please, for, like, $20?
With Samus.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, like, a Mother Brain and...
Yeah, please. But, you know,
Grandmother
in the meantime,
Brain.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmother Brain. But in the meantime, you got this, and if you have a PS4 and you like that series or you like these types of games, like, you can't really go wrong with it.
How much is it? Is it $10? $20?
It is $20. Mm. It was $17.99 with PlayStation Plus, but I don't know if that's still true.
I may have to wait a bit on that one.
It depends. Like if you are a Metroid fan, like, go out and buy this right away. Fucking buy a PS4 and get this shit.
I am. I have so much other stuff to play, though. Just dropping $20 a game I'm not going to play right now is... I could probably wait, and there'll be a sale over the summer or something. And
oh, it very easily dragged me away from Bloodborne, but then also I felt obliged to... not go back to Bloodborne at any point, you know what I mean? Because I got it for a review, so...
Right.
But I'm still... I'm not done with it, but I feel confident in what I said in the review is correct. But I'm still playing it, and probably playing it for a little while. Shut your mouth. You're not on the show.
This is awesome.
No. What is she saying, Jeff?
Saying that I can't review. That's not part of it. Shut up.
I think she's saying he can't review it because he can't beat the bosses.
Oh, I see.
No, I just...
Is that what I heard?
Is she talking about Bloodborne?
No, she's giving me shit that she's saying I can't write a review without having beat the game, which I generally, like, don't like to do that, but... Shut up.
No, she's not right.
The reason I generally, like, really don't like to write a review unless I've beaten the game. Just happy, like the last review I wrote was for Kirby, and I had not beaten that yet when I wrote the review. But by the time we published it, I had finished the game, and nothing of what I had said changed at all. So it's just like, but I like to be able to know how it ends, because you never know, like, the end might change your opinion on it, really, you know what I mean? But with this, I've done my research a little bit, seeing what people have said about the ending, and so, and I'm close enough that I feel confident in putting a review out for it, and whatever. But, anyways, how dare you question me?
I question you. I question you all the time. You're questionable.
Dare you? You're questionable.
I'm working on it.
We haven't published the review yet either, so.
Yeah, so.
Also, I mean, you can still beat it tonight by the time
I'm still
tomorrow. There's still time.
Like, I've been playing it all night until, like, 10 minutes ago. I started playing Super Mario or Mario 64, which is god-awful boring now.
Really?
I...
Not worth your $10?
Oh, it was only $2, so...
Right, you bought it on the Wii.
Yeah.
Before, right? But...
Yeah.
Oh, I mean... Or knows that you bought it?
What?
Well, it knows you bought it on the Wii, so
yeah,
this kind of price.
Yeah.
That's only if you ever, like, I don't know how it worked, but, like, when you first got the system, you somehow transferred everything? Or
yeah.
You had to transfer it over, and it kind of kept the record of what you had previously bought.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing about Mario 64, like, not to, you know, I'm making fun of it, but I'm also playing, like, the first couple levels, so it's like, of course it's going to be boring. You've played it like 800 times, you know.
That's true.
But it is, it's pretty much garbage now.
Oh. Why you leave the path?
Not always. Some games hold up, such as Metroid.
What about Conker? Does Conker hold up?
Easy.
Last time I played it, yes.
Always.
I played it a couple years ago on Xbox. I thought it held up just fine. I thought it was a great game.
Are you going to play Conker at the end of this month, Jeff?
What?
The $5 getting the gang back together episode in Project Spark.
I don't know about that.
It's episode one of Conker in Project Spark, and it's a made game by I guess the people who are making Spark, but
yeah, whatever happened with that Project Smirk. Like, I've seen it on store shelves, so...
But it came out. It's also free. Like, you don't have to buy the game. It's free to play, so... You can just download the client and then pay $5 for Conquer and play that.
Hey, you should be the guinea pig. You let me know. I'll trust it. So.
Tempting. If it, like, had...
We'll talk more about it.
Yeah, okay.
Don.
Yes.
You've been not just playing Neverwinter, because it's only been out for, like, 2 weeks or so. You've been...
A week and a half, I think.
Yeah, not even 2 weeks. And you've already put over 40 hours into it, and that was when I checked earlier this week. Tell us about Neverwinter, because I think Fozzie and I have played a little bit of it, but not nearly as much as you.
I'm new to MMOs. MMOs are not my thing. I've never played them, never gotten into them. There's no real reason. But, I mean, I like the idea of, like, just grinding, because that's my favorite part of RPGs. But
you did love
I don't enjoy, like...
That.
Yeah. And, exactly. But I don't really like having to play with people if I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I've played this game pretty much by myself outside of hopping into a dungeon, which they have queues for. I pretty much played it by myself for 40 hours, and I've been having fun just grinding away. I can't compare it to other MMOs, though, which is, I guess, my problem. So I don't know what it does different. I don't know. All I know is that, to me, it's just an action RPG with a control scheme that's a little crazy at first, but you get used to it. And, you know, there's all plenty of modifiers to it. I guess it's not as bad as Sacred 2. Did any of you guys play that game?
I
on console?
I heard it was bad. That's all.
I didn't like it. Yeah.
I liked it, but the controls on that, there was like two different modifier buttons. So you could hit a left trigger and then one of the buttons, and that was a thing. Without hitting left trigger, of course, that was a different ability, and then hitting R trigger was a completely different set of abilities. It was just really cumbersome. This isn't that bad. It's about half as bad, but... I don't know, the story's kind of meh.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Like, I enjoy playing it, but the story is terrible.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing pulling me in. I skip all of the story at this point, because, you know, I'm 40 hours in and I'm still not enjoying it. Screw it, I'm playing it for the gameplay at this point. The PvP is horrible, but I don't know, I guess that's... Is PvP like a serious thing in MMOs? Like, is it supposed to be good?
Necessarily.
You guys have played more than me, right?
It can be, I guess. I mean, I don't think any of us are like huge MMO players, though, right? Like,
oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you had played quite a few, and I thought Fozzie played some.
I played about 40 hours of the Old Republic. A little bit of Guild Wars and some Final Fantasy 14.
I've tried to get into MMOs.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
Okay. Like I don't think any of us have ever gotten into it. Like, you know, you hear the people that put thousands of hours into World of Warcraft.
I guess the nice thing about Neverwinter is that it's free to play. I think the biggest hurdle for like me, like a lot of our people, is kind of a subscription service that they do have is a bit daunting, because it's like when you get a gym membership and you don't go for like a couple weeks, you're like, I'm paying for this. No, if you're paying for something, you want to make sure you're getting the use out of it, but you want to do it at like, you know, comfortably. So
yeah,
like,
go ahead.
If you basically, Fozzie's saying it feels like a job when you're paying for a game. Like,
oh, gotcha.
Because you want to make sure you get your $15 or your $12, whatever it costs a month's worth.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, and the way we play games, we kind of talked about this a little bit last week, but I mean, we kind of burn through games almost.
Yeah,
the way we play.
I mean, the value's there.
Yeah,
obviously, if you play it a lot, and a lot of people that devote their whole time to just one or two type of games, but yeah, for me, I just never get that invested in it. The gameplay for any MMO is just doesn't feel good. It feels like you're pressing buttons over and over, and nothing feels satisfying, you know? Like, I don't understand why every single MMO plays the same way like that, but...
So, Don, what kind of character are you playing?
I'm playing the Scourge Warlock.
Okay, I'm playing a Ranger, so using a bow. And I don't know, I kind of think that the controls are a little wonky, but playing as a ranged character, it feels okay, like almost like one-to-one, like I'm pressing it and firing an arrow or doing a special arrow attack or whatever. It doesn't feel like when I played the Old Republic, it was like, okay, fire, now I have to wait for my action bar to fill back up so I can press F2 again and fire again.
Yeah. I mean, combat, it feels good in this game. Like, it feels like a solid action RPG. Like, I was telling Tony the other day, like, it's a solid action RPG to me. Like, it reminds me of Diablo. I don't want to compare it to Diablo, but gameplay-wise, it kind of reminds me of Diablo. You know, you're just running around these big areas, exploring, getting loot and shit, killing enemies. It's not as refined as Diablo. I'm not trying to compare it to Diablo. I'm just saying it's a nice, good action RPG. I like the combat in it. It's fun. It's satisfying to me. But the whole free-to-play, I don't like the idea of paying for a subscription. You know, I'm with everybody else on that. But at the same time, there's a lot of things that, like, I really want in this game. But, and I've invested 40 hours at this point, so, you know, I very well could have paid a subscription, and I feel like if I'd paid a subscription, these items would have been a lot more obtainable than they are now. And I think that goes to say with any free-to-play game, there's always going to be those items they have there for people that want to spend a lot of money, and I don't really want to.
Right, and the only other way to get them is, like, put in inordinate amounts of time to...
Oh yeah, like ridiculous amounts of time. I've put a lot of hours into it, and there's items that I'm looking on the Wikia page, and there's no way I'm going to get it. Like, it's going to require me to get it out of a lockbox or something, you know, and it costs an exorbitant amount of money to open up just one, you know. And then that's a chance. That's a chance thing. Like, okay. There could be like 15 different items in that thing, and you're going to get one.
Okay, so how do the lockboxes work? So I got two in the last quest I did.
I sell them immediately.
They didn't really explain what the hell they are.
Yeah, exactly. You don't. After many, many hours, I finally decided to go online and look. Those tyrannical lockboxes, you have to get an enchanted key, which requires money. You can't find them anywhere. You have to purchase them. And you can trade in there's some sort of in-game currency you can transfer.
I believe it's the diamonds to whatever they're...
The Zen, whatever.
Yeah.
But the transfer ratio is just out of... It's way too high.
Well, and like buying that currency, you can buy it directly off the store.
Yeah.
It's really excessive. Like, it's for... It's almost like one to... Like, one piece of currency is worth a penny. So if you want, like, 500 of that in-game currency, it's $5. And then, it kind of drops a little bit, like, the more you buy, but...
I'm pretty sure that the dragon... I think it's a dragonborn class and stuff you can buy. I'm pretty sure it was like $60+.
Yeah, so I was looking at I know a little bit about like the Forgotten Realms Dungeons and Dragons stuff. Like, if anybody's ever played like Baldur's Gate or any of that, like that all took place in the Forgotten Realms kind of universe. And one of the character races is the Dark Elf or the Drow. and that's one of the classes, one of the characters you can buy, I guess. You can unlock that race. And I think it was like 6,000 of that in-game currency.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really, like, I don't want to spend $60 for...
I'm not paying 60 bucks for a race.
For a character, yeah. Like, it's like, I would really like that. But that's really expensive.
The combat's fun and everything, but the character trees, like, I've gotten to the point to where, like, there's not very many skills I really, like, I've already settled on a good amount, and I've kind of tried some of the other ones because each time you unlock, you level up, you unlock a point to spend and, you know, typical stuff, but you have to get so many points before you can get to the next tier. So once you level up you max out the abilities that you're using, you're going to have a few extras to spend. So you can try out this couple of new abilities, but most of the time they suck. Like, I'm having a hard time at this point. I'm at level 41, 42, and I haven't used a new ability in like 20 levels. That gets old.
Yeah, that's some of that may actually stem from like the Dungeons and Dragons backing, though. Because of the way the leveling works in that RPG, like that RPG system is really kind of fucked up anyway.
Yeah.
So it takes a really long time to level up anything. And
yeah. Well, I think it's just the abilities themselves. There's nothing really that I like.
Right.
I mean, there's a few, I guess. I don't know. I usually don't play Warlocks either, so it's not fair for me to judge on that part. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's fun. I was playing a little bit tonight. I think I'm over the excitement of it. I'm just kind of waiting for the next game to come in. Dark Souls 2, I think, should be coming in the next couple days.
I'll be interested to hear your take on that.
Yeah.
That game scares me. Frightened.
Thanks. Oh, and then Mortal Kombat comes out next week, too. So
I'm more interested in that than Dark Souls 2.
Yeah.
And I don't like fighting games.
Yeah. Anyway, so Neverwinter's fun. It's free to play, though. I mean, that's, you know, if you're not enjoying anything right now, like, just download it and give it a try, man. It's fun.
I think it's a good game to just kind of download and, like, you know, you don't have anything else you're kind of playing. You can jump in, and then your character is saved on the server, so in 2 months when you're not playing anything again, you can jump in and play some more.
Yeah.
And the controls are easy enough that you can get back into it.
Yeah, they're not too bad.
Fozzie, have you been playing anything?
Yo.
Anything over your last 2 weeks or so that you've been away?
It's been kind of tough because I didn't take anything with me gaming-wise. Like, not portable, not any sort of game.
You
so.
kind of cut yourself off. Just like,
yeah, I kind of. Yeah, cut it out, the whole gone. We're talking specifically March, because I've been playing a couple other games besides
that. I mean, whatever you've been playing.
In
like,
general, I've actually been playing the Don't Starve Together. I guess it's still in beta right now. But if you bought Don't Starve on Steam, you can get Don't Starve Together for free once it comes out of beta mode. Or you could, for $5, buy Don't Starve again, get 2 Don't Starve Together beta codes, plus the Don't Starve game. So essentially, you'll get it for free, and for $5, you buy it for a friend, and they get both things for free as well. I played some of that, and Don't Starve is a lot of fun. I never played the solo one, so this was kind of my first... I am diving into the game itself, but there's kind of it's pretty cool. Pretty much the basis of it is you don't want to die, so you have 3 things. You have your health.
It's don't go hungry.
Yeah, you have your health, you have your hunger, and you have your mind. So all 3 of those are kind of differently handled as far as depending on what you need to get those up and. At nighttime, you have to be around fire, or serious monsters will kill you if you're not by fire. So, you know, I guess the goal of the game is to kind of build a, like a kind of like a headquarters or something. And to do that, you just have to go around like mining stuff and things like that. So, I've only played a couple hours of it, but it's a good time. It has a good amount of like tension to it, but it's not just like super hardcore. You get like the first day kind of build your stuff, get around a bit, start searching for a little bit of food, and so after a first few go. You know, first few tries, you'll start to kind of know, okay, this is what I need to build the first day, this is what I need to build the second day, something like that. So, yeah, I would definitely recommend checking it out if you're into kind of like a rogue-like game, I guess is the cool word to say nowadays. So, it's kind of roguish. Everything is, you know, generated differently every time you play. So, yeah, I've been playing that. Just out of a whim, I started playing Forza Fast and Furious today. And that game is a lot of fun. I kind of really want to get Forza Horizon 2, which is also on sale.
Fuck yeah!
I played the first Forza Horizon, and that was a lot of fun. And so, seems like they kind of just took that and went with it. But it's been such a long time since I've played a racing game. Like, which is weird to say, because I used to love racers, but if I really think about it, I played Forza 5 for, like, a month. I was kind of disappointed with that. And since then, I don't know if I've really played that many racing games, so...
There's been less racing games, I think, at the start of this gen than there has been in past ones, too, so...
Well, yeah, you don't have to burn out Paradise, things like that, which, that was, you know, that lasted people for a long time there. But yeah, this kind of like got me going. Like I just saw Furious 7 last week, so I mean, I'm kind of now into this car kick and it's pressing all the right buttons, baby. I really like the game.
Yes.
Yeah, just everything. I guess presentation-wise is really cool. Even like down to like how they handle the music, like going to events and then they get the music pumping, and it's just. You know, like, little things, like, presentation-wise, it's really nice, it's really, like, slick, it just looks great, and it's free, so, I think it's free till the 10th, so.
Yes, so,
when this goes up. Yeah, if you're listening to this, like, the first day, then.
You should just go on to, like, Xbox.com, Jeff, or something, and. Snag it.
Yeah, it'll take you all but 2 minutes, and, great. I still need to put some time into it, but, yeah.
So can you take the cars, like, do they...
They do not transfer over, no.
But I think that they made a car pack.
There's a car pack that I think it just came out today or something that allows you to import those cars in. But it's like $5, like, if you're
going to... Yeah, that's kind of one of the things. Like, I was really enjoying it, and then the whole time I'm thinking, I wonder if I can take these cars... I don't have Horizon 2, but I'm going to get it eventually, I think, once it drops in price a little more. Okay. Not that it's not worth what it's at now, but I don't know. It's one of those things, like, the whole time I'm playing it, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, man, if I can't transfer these cars, it's going to kind of suck.
Yeah. It's a standalone thing, but it's this weird thing, cause it's really an awesome demo for Forza Horizon 2.
Yeah.
And it takes place in Nice, but, like, it's also this standalone thing that kind of exists outside of that as well.
Right.
It made me want to do is play Horizon 2 more.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm sure that's the goal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
that's why they gave this away for free.
Yeah, I think it's a win-win for both parties involved here. But, yeah, so playing that, still have not played the third episode of Game of Thrones because it came out the day I left for Florida. I just haven't gotten around to it. I played like 5 minutes of it. I was like, well, I won't wait till nighttime. Maybe I'll do it tonight.
It's short.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's not very long.
I beat it on Tuesday or Wednesday. Tuesday. And I was not in love with it.
How dare you.
It's not bad, it's not my favorite thing that they've, like, was not my favorite of the series so far.
I really want to get into the Borderlands one because I hear really good things about it. But again, like,
so good.
God, I hate waiting like these 2 months. Bullshit. Like, just
yeah. Well, that's why it's not episodic.
Yeah,
it's not episodic. Just fucking, just finish it and get it out. I don't want to hear about this.
Let's talk about that for a second, because I played Borderlands on Tuesday, Game of Thrones on Borderlands Monday, Game of Thrones Tuesday, and Life is Strange on Wednesday. And
it's like your new television,
right? But I won't get a new episode
for months.
Like I may get a Game of Thrones episode at the end of April. But I probably won't get a Borderlands episode anytime soon. And
sure.
And I know that Life is Strange isn't coming until the end of May.
Telltale can like make their own channel essentially with all these franchises that they have. They're like, okay, so Monday is this episode, Tuesday is this episode, and like just do it for, you know, 2 or 3 months. You can do bi-weekly if you want, but I mean. Yeah, it's upsetting.
Capcom really got it right with how they handled Resident Evil.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It was disappointing because I'm not a huge Resident Evil guy, so. But I'm glad that people are, like, enjoying it, and it looks like they actually kept the word with how they were going.
Yeah, every week there was a new episode for 4 weeks. Cool. So.
That's how it should be. You know, more even if it was 2 weeks, like twice as long as that, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
But a month, two months, three months, that's fucking outrageous, man.
Like, Borderlands, the length between Borderlands was November to March, so four or 5 months?
Yeah, that's
everything you've already done.
Yeah, and that's why I stopped playing that game. I started playing it, and I was towards the end, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to get an episode for about 2 months, so I'm going to wait. I'll finish this whenever the rest of it comes out, and I'll buy the rest of them later.
And Tony hates them anyway, so.
I hate everything.
He does.
So, yeah, that's kind of more or less what I've been playing. I'll be right back.
I think Tony would enjoy Life is Strange more, because there's more actual gameplay in it.
There's gameplay. That's great. I like gameplay.
Yeah,
I like my games to have some sort of, you know...
What?
Well, and the big conceit in Life is Strange is that she has like the power to kind of rewind time, so you can make a decision, but then like if you don't like kind of how it turned out, you can rewind time and change that action, and then see if you like that one. Like it's kind of like Game of Thrones, though, where no choice you make is ever good. Like, it's always a shitty decision. But yeah, there's way more gameplay involved. There's more puzzles to do in it. It's more of a traditional kind of adventure game with, you know, the dialogue stuff tacked onto it as well. But yeah, it takes forever for that stuff to get played. So, Tony, what have you been up to?
I haven't been playing too much because I've been traveling for work. But I did play some more Cities Skylines, which is still the most sublime and entertaining game ever. My city that I've been working on all this time is up to like 68,000 people, and it's like probably 4 or 5 times as big as anything I ever built in SimCity. Because the map is just so much bigger, and I'm like starting to spread out, and now I have an airport. Monuments. It's getting exciting. It's getting thrilling.
And, well, I guess we'll just kind of jump right into it then. That's your choice for game of the month, right?
Yeah, it is. It's the city building game that we should have had a long time ago, and I'm really glad we have now. I think the best thing about it is the number of mods that are available. I've seen some crazy ones too, like people are making the Bates Motel and adding it into the game.
Awesome.
Yeah. And there's just such a great variety of stuff that they can do with it now. And it's on Steam Workshop, which gives you access to this huge library of stuff now. So I don't even have to be creative because all these other people have already made all the crap that I need, which is nice. But the game just has so much to do, and you can really build the city in your own image, and if you feel like it, you can turn off the money so that you can like build everything and just not have to worry about it. Although I found I didn't do that, and I have plenty of cash. And there's not too many annoying...
Yeah, but you're Tony.
Well,
I mean...
I am, you know, brilliant and amazing at this kind of game, but there's not too many fiddly bits, so games like SimCity 4, when that series was becoming a bit too complicated, there's not that much to it. Like, you don't need to build this immense power network because the power just jumps from block to block. The only reason you'd ever need to build power lines is if you built like something way on the other side and you're sitting away from everything. So you just spend a lot of time not worrying about that sort of thing. The only things you really have to manage are sewage and water. And you have to be careful not to cross the two pipelines because that causes some interesting problems. But it's easy to play, it's easy to get into, it's easy to spend lots and lots of hours and not be bored and just relax, which I find is a really great quality and sort of game.
And that's important, too. Yeah, very important, actually.
I'm really interested in sitting down and giving that game a go.
And it's so cheap. Yeah. It's like...
What sort of graphical power am I going to need here on my PC here? My old laptop going to run this thing? Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure. See, I didn't even worry about it. I just kind of bought it and installed it. I'm heading over to the Steam page right now.
Trying to get there myself.
Let's see, the minimum. Intel Core 2 Duo. 4 gigs of RAM.
I have RAM 4 gigs of RAM, I believe.
I think you'll be good, actually. I think you could run this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shucks.
I can't run it on my laptop, but I can run it on my PC. My laptop has an integrated graphics card.
Yeah.
My boss really wants to build me a new computer, like a nice computer. Like $500, he could build me a badass machine. But, no.
Shit, it doesn't mean that it won't play it. It just means that it won't... It's not supported for it, so...
Right.
If I get it, I could play it on my gaming PC and then try it on my laptop. It might blow it up. I want to play it, though. It sounds like a lot of fun. Don.
Yes.
What is your choice for the game of the month?
Oh, Resident Evil, actually. It's a return to form for Resident Evil after their last debacle. Resident Evil 6, I think, was the last one.
I guess on consoles, yeah, because Revelations came out after 6, I believe. But that.
Oh, okay, okay. Revelations was okay. Like I enjoyed Revelations, but I really enjoyed Revelations too. I think part of it was the episodic content, the way it kind of like released, it felt. Yeah, it felt perfect. Like it was perfect settings. I'd buy the game on Thursday or Friday. Saturday I would play through the first half. Sunday I'd play through the second half, and I'm done. And then I'd spend the rest of the time playing raid mode. That's how my first 2 weeks with it went. But I don't know. I mean, the gameplay was fun. The story was good. Like as far as Resident Evil games go, it was good. It was nice, really nice to enjoy a Resident Evil game again.
Yeah, I really liked it as well, so.
Was that your pick?
Well, when you had kind of said that you were going with that, I decided to go with Scream Ride.
Oh, gotcha.
Because you can't pick the same thing as Don, because you.
No, no, right. Absolutely. I mean,
that's
not.
That's what, I'll that's tell just you. Gross. Like,
it didn't dawn on me until about 30 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago, but I think Final Fantasy Record Keeper came out in March, and man, that's going to go on my top 10 for the year as of now.
Well, quickly tell us about Record Keeper, because I started it, but I only played the tutorial.
It's a free-to-play Final Fantasy game. It's just battles, pretty much. Battles and leveling up your guys, like equipping them with stuff, giving them abilities. Like, you have to create the abilities, but, you know, so you don't level up and gain the abilities. What else? Real brief. You have stamina, so it has the typical kind of countdown type thing. Like most free-to-play mobile games. Right,
so, like, if you, like, lose or whatever, you lose some stamina and you can't
go
back in?
No. Like, every time you go into a match or a battle, like, it takes, like,
it burns
three...
Some of that.
Yeah, it burns some stamina. And then you know, it accumulates really fast, though, for a free-to-play game. Like, I haven't played a free-to-play game where it accumulates as fast. It's kind of cool. Like, you can literally set it down for an hour and pick it back up and play four or five, you know, more games depending on what level you're playing on. They're doing really good with releasing content for it, like new weekly events with new characters. I think the Tifa and Sephiroth event ends Saturday, and right now they have a Cecil event going on from Final Fantasy IV. It's really fun, though. Like, it's just battles from Final Fantasy. So,
oh, nice.
Really recommend that one, too.
Wait, what is this game again?
Final Fantasy Record Keeper on
oh,
mobile?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah.
It's fun, dude. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds like Square may have finally gotten the free-to-play model down.
Yeah, I think they... I guess they tried a few times. I didn't play those games, but I guess they tried a few other times.
They had... which one of the worst games I've ever played... which Final Fantasy All the Bravest.
Okay.
Which was just a fucking nightmare. And that was just battles, too. But it
No, this is actually really fun. And, you know, I haven't paid a cent yet. And I have, like, the last event, the Final Fantasy VII event, was actually really fucking hard. But I didn't spend any money at all. And, you know, I cleared it. I got Sephiroth today. And so, it's fun though.
Cool.
Fun. Anyway.
So, Screamride. Screamride. Jeff and I had a brief affair with this.
Yeah.
At the Jeff way briefer than I did.
Very brief.
Because Jeff ran away from it for other things, which diminished it a little bit because I was having fun going back and forth with Jeff over the scores.
Yeah, that was probably one of the best parts about it. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You're not really sorry, are you? Throwing that out there.
It's a weird game because there's three different modes for each like area. One is roller coaster, which I think is okay. And you're basically given challenges. You want to go through the roller coaster as fast as you can. You are given a boost. You know, you can kind of like, you have to tilt to try not to throw yourself off the roller coaster. It's okay. It's just like an on-rails racer, though. The other part is there's like this building, so you can like build a roller coaster, which is kind of a roller coaster tycoonish. And the levels are give you like objectives, like do it within this many feet, do this many like special things for it. And that's okay, too. But what's really great is the demolition mode, where it's on this like weird gyroscope thing, and you're set up in front of a city, and you fling people that are in these contraptions at buildings and try and make them blow up, and take them down, kind of a almost like Angry Birds style, I would say, like. Where you're trying to get like a high score from destroying everything, and just the physics and everything is so great and spot on that it's so much fun. It's just to blow stuff up, and and like when you log on and see that like Jeff beat your score, and then you sit there for an hour on one level, just like trying to replay it over and over again to beat his score, like it was really fun and addictive. Unfortunately, like not a ton of people bought into it, so that kind of score chase mentality wasn't really there. But that really, I think that would have made it a whole lot better. But it's just fun blowing stuff up. It's a ton of fun. And I really enjoyed it, and I'm still kind of playing it every now and then, so that will be my choice for game of the month. Jeff, I know you're torn here.
I'm torn three different ways.
Oh.
It's three really good games, like three games that, in my opinion, well, that's the thing that's tough. Three games, I'll keep it simple. Three games that should be in Game of the Year talks, I think, came out in March. Bloodborne, Ori and the Blind Forest, and Axiom Verge. And it's like my heart says Axiom Verge, but my brain says one of the other two. But I don't know.
You're not sure which one.
It's like, if I'm like sitting there and being, if I'm sitting back and being objective as possible and saying, what was like a big new game that like people should remember come Game of the Year time, it's Ori and the Blind Forest. Like, it really is, but the only reason I wouldn't say that for Bloodborne is because it's kind of like Dark Souls, but it's amazing as well. And Axiom Verge is fucking pretty fantastic too. And if I go, like, my personal choice, which I guess is what I'm going to have to do here, it's Axiom Verge.
Yeah. Okay.
But I love the other two games almost just as much. And there's, objectively they're probably better, but I fucking love me some Metroid, and this is, like, what fans have been asking Nintendo to do forever, for fucking ever. Like, give us a 2D Metroid on fucking 3DS at the very least, and they won't do that, so.
The cool
Axiom Verge came out in... Did it come out in March?
Yeah.
March 31st.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Just Ooh. Made it in.
Okay.
It's kind of a cool story, too, though. It was, like, one guy who made it, right? Like, took him, like, 5 years
I was reading on
so.
It. Yeah, like, this guy, I forgot what else he worked on, but he used to, like, do the Tiger Woods games and shit.
Nice.
And, like, I think it was, like, 5 years ago, he started this as a side project, and he did everything. He did the music, and, like, the music's pretty fantastic in it. Like, he did everything in the game, and it's about as good as he would have got from, Nintendo making a Metroid game, so... Yeah, I have to go. Yeah, you have to give this guy a bit of credit. Like, he did it all on his own, and it's a fantastic game. So, I'm going Axiom Verge.
All right. Why do you think like Bloodborne and Ori belong like in the conversation, though? Why were you so torn between those three?
Well, I think that they're probably better titles overall. Like, Ori and the Blind Forest is a Metroidvania-type game, but it has, I think, it carves out more of its own identity with its art style and its storytelling and just, like, the gameplay quirks in it. Like, instead of, like, big boss fights, you usually have, like, these really intense platforming escape sequences. Which the Super Metroid starts off with an escape sequence, but it's nowhere near as hard as anything you get in Ori and the Blind Forest. Bloodborne it's more Dark Souls, but, it's on a new...
Is that made by the same people?
Yeah. From Software.
It is? Okay, gotcha.
I don't know. There's, like, minor differences, but it's, I don't know, those games I think are all really great. Like, and when I just look at what's coming out for the rest of the year, like what we know anyways, I think Bloodborne stands tall among what's coming out.
I do like the art style for it. I don't know if I can get behind the gameplay.
Of what, Bloodborne?
Bloodborne, yeah.
If, like, you don't like Dark Souls, you probably won't like it. I was just talking with Aaron before this, though, and he's like, you're an idiot, dude. Like, Bloodborne is way, way fucking easier than Dark Souls. And I was like, I don't know. It doesn't seem easier to me.
I mean, I've heard people say that, but I've also heard people say it's way harder, too. So it's like, I don't know. I really don't know where to take it from there. I'll probably play it when
I wouldn't trust anything that Aaron said anyway. So,
I mean, the one thing about I can say about it is when you are trading hits with an enemy, you've gained your health back. So if you don't let them completely fuck you up, you could come out of a fight, like, basically intact. You know what I mean?
Right. As opposed to, like, coming out of a fight and being almost dead. And
I mean, that could happen, too.
Right.
If they knock you on your ass, if they, like, or if you get, like, surrounded by guys and they just fuck the shit out of you, then...
Well, I mean, like, that can happen in Dark Souls, too.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, if you're going toe-to-toe with this person and you kill them, like, you may be able to come out and survive the next battle.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you go toe-to-toe with somebody and, like, you barely come out alive, you're barely alive at the end of that, and you're going to be dead at the next encounter, unless you, like, use, like, an Estus flask or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never made it very far in any of those games, so...
Nothing in those games, and nothing in Bloodborne is impossible. It's just about dedicating yourself to that game and going, this is what I'm playing, and it might take a couple hours.
I don't
hours.
Know about that either.
Yeah, I think that's my biggest problem, right? Like, it's like, I know that...
I may feel that way for like a week or two, but
get over it.
Well, right. Even in a week or two, you'll get a couple dozen hours out of... That's why I've never beat any of those games, but I never feel bad about it, because one, like, I know for a fact that Demon's Souls I got, like, almost near the end. Dark Souls, I don't know how far I was. Let's say it's halfway. I put 90 hours into it. I'm like, okay, I'm perfectly fine with what I got.
Yeah, you put 90 hours into a game. Yeah. You got your $60 worth.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. I don't know. Is anybody else planning on playing Bloodborne? Fozzy?
No.
No.
It's really good. You have a PS4 and you don't get it, like, I'd say you're crazy, but whatever.
Why?
Because there's nothing else to play on
PS4. It's one of the few...
Well, yeah, but that's not a good excuse. I don't know. I feel like, kind of getting over this whole Bloodborne, Dark Souls, train of like.
I mean, if you don't like these games, yeah, you're probably not going to dig it that much, but... Yeah, exactly. If you like them, I'd say Bloodborne is up there with the first Dark Souls.
I just think there's a lot of other type of games that could offer a lot of different challenges, but people seem to cater to this one specifically. Like, oh my god, gotta beat it. Gotta beat this game to validate my gaming hardcoreness.
we are...
No, there's a certain hook to them that's just...
Yeah, you could about... just... Pretty much summon, right? You can, like, summon people to beat every boss for you.
That's how Jeff plays.
You can.
So essentially, this game is just about being lost in this map and in this world until you get to the boss and you summon someone, they kill it, you move on, you get lost, and then you find it again, summon it, then you do it, and then rinse and repeat. That's what I'm getting from this, correct?
Well, I mean, like, there are people that don't play it that way.
Yeah, you don't
obviously
have to summon people.
There is, yeah.
Because obviously play the people it. That are coming into Jeff's game are right. Possibly better than him.
Sure.
He hopes.
Yeah.
Please, God, be better than me.
Well, that's the thing.
That I can't beat.
Yeah, it's like, you can summon people, but you don't know how good they're going to be. Like, generally, in Dark Souls, whenever I summon someone, they walk in and just destroy the boss, no problem. But, like, that has not been the case in Bloodborne. A lot of morons... Like I had a guy come in and he told me, like, he sent me a message saying, we should wait for one more person because I don't have any health vials. I'm like, dude, why are you going in a boss fight without any fucking health potion? What the fuck are you, like, I got pissed at him. I was like, I'm using a very limited item to summon you and you're coming in and being worthless. Like, what the fuck are you doing that for?
Is this where we make a comment about PS4 players, or?
I could see why Jeff's ending up with people like that, though, because if you have a PS4, this is kind of the big game right now, so I think a lot of people were kind of, like, duped into buying it, and they might not know how to play the game the way it's kind of intended to be played, but they're like, I have to play it, because I don't have anything else. And they're ruining Jeff's experience because he wants people to
back six. I need people to beat the game for me.
Yes.
That sounds like so much fun. Game of the year right there.
Just like Walking Dead like was, said, right?
You don't have to play that. And it was. Fuck y'all. It was great.
Sorry. I love you, Jeff. I really do.
Look at what's happened to Telltale since and storytelling in games since. But whatever.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Telltale still releases games
fucking City Skylines,
every 6 months.
Oh.
Yeah, Telltale still takes 6 months to release shit.
I don't know what they're thinking. I don't call that.
Oh, well.
Oh, so no, beer overflow!
That's a party foul.
Oh.
Fozzie, do you have a game for March?
I know
you haven't played
really.
A ton.
I mean, like, I guess, like, Ori, I feel like, would have been mine if I would put some time into it, but I haven't.
Yeah, that's fine.
Fast and Furious. Cars, baby.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. And, I think if you have not downloaded
free.
It yet, get it today before it goes,
So, if you're looking at what I'm paying for price-wise and the fun I'm getting infinite amount of fun.
Dividing by zero.
If we use the system that we're using, I should win my game of the month by default.
I mean, Fozzie, you
everyone
can say agree whatever.
With me.
Sure.
Agree.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's there we go. Forza Horizon 2 presents Fast and Furious.
See ya, suckers.
Jeff had Axiom Verge. I had Screamer. Don had Resident Evil Revelations 2, and Tony had City Skylines. That's a nice eclectic group of
I do want to play City Skylines, so
I gotta tell you, I would probably have picked City Skylines if I had played it. I have a feeling I would have liked it a lot, but
I agree with you. Just
saying.
I wonder if Tony had played Pillars of Eternity.
Ooh.
Yeah. There's some discussion there.
I think I would have been on board with that too if I had played any of that. So,
did that come out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's out. Came out in March. That's another one. I mean, there's just so much stuff to play. Like, it's weird. Like after going for 2 months, going, just when are the games coming? There were a lot of games
they're here,
on
man.
Yeah. It's a lot of, like, games you weren't really anticipating, but they're here. And, well, I guess Bloodborne, a lot of people were anticipating. But, I mean,
and they're pretty
I
good.
Guess Axiom Verge, like, for some reason, the past month, people have been like, you know. I hadn't even heard of it until I saw it on the PS. You know,
I don't know where I heard of it or where I saw it.
Everyone's like, oh, Metroid.
I got a huge little boner. And then,
a huge little boner.
Did anyone say, Freedom Planet by any chance of Sonic?
Your boner is so game? Huge and small.
No.
No?
Keep your huge
apparently, there's like a Sonic knockoff game that came out recently.
Freedom Planet?
Yeah. Like, it looks identical to, like, the late 90s. Or, no, mid 90s. Early 90s.
Huh. Well, there's our game of the month. Fozzie, I know you put a question out for questions, a call out for questions. Did we get anything? No?
Oh.
Okay. There was one piece of news that I saw today. throw this out to you guys. Are any of you on board with LEGO Dimensions?
No. No.
I don't know what that is. All I know
is... It costs $100.
It's really...
Does it really?
Fucking, it's $100 is the starter set.
Oh my god, I need to shelter my children.
What the hell
is Dimensions?
It's Skylanders, Disney Infinity, whatever, for Lego. But I think you actually do build stuff, though. I think it does have actual pieces that you build.
Kids are going to eat that shit up.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be nuts.
Gotcha.
No.
And it's pretty cool too, because they have like licensed stuff in it. Lord of the Rings, Back to the Future. I'm sure there'll be like Jurassic Park stuff at some point, and Lego movie stuff. Like there's a whole bunch of different things that are just going to be involved in this. And it does look pretty cool, but that $100 price tag is really high. That's about $20-$25 more than what Skylanders and Infinity cost.
Yeah, but you get
that's rough, man.
What was that, Fozzie?
You get to build stuff.
You do.
So,
but you can also... Never mind.
You can just buy regular Legos and build stuff.
Yeah.
Just tell your kids, Chris, that they'd rather have Rock Band.
Oh, I'm getting Rock Band. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, when's Rock Band coming out?
Tell them that's for them.
This fall.
Nice.
Yeah, Rock Band's for them.
I'll play it here and there, but it's for you guys, and you get that instead of a stupid Lego game.
I think they won't fall for that.
No. No. No, so I'll probably end up getting both. And I already am dreading hearing the announcement that Disney Infinity this year will be Star Wars related.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to like hide under a rock. Or have my wife hide all my money. Because the bad part is I will be tempted to buy all that shit. Because it's cool.
No.
But it is.
No.
I don't need but it is cool.
No, you don't. Your desk at work probably needs it more than you do at home.
Oh, my desk at work is getting a bit
out
of hand.
I've been watching you post, it's like once a week or something you're adding to it.
Yeah, like I'll either my kids will pick something up when they're out with my wife and be like, we got you this for your desk.
Nice.
Or like I'm out, like, I happen to be in Walmart, which is right across from my office, and I walked over there, and I'd heard Mega Man was really hard to get for the Amiibos, and there just happened to be one at that Walmart. So I was like, I will buy this. And it went right on my desk. That's where Amiibos belong, on your desk.
Never to be used as an actual gaming tool.
They're fucking useless.
Yeah.
I do want that Yarn Yoshi, though.
That thing looks cool, man.
Doesn't it?
I'm down with
so
that.
Awesome.
Oh yeah.
I want that game too, though. So.
Okay.
Jeff will go. Jeff will be really excited for it, and then he'll play it and be like, "This game sucks."
No, I think I'll like it. I'm excited for it. I got it on my top 10 right now.
You were excited for Captain Toad too, and
it plummeted very quickly.
You bailed out. That game was great.
I don't know. I was not super excited for Kirby though, and that like kind of blew me away. So I don't know.
I still need to play that. So
I'll say this: I have not played a Yoshi game that I did not like. I even like that Yoshi's Story or whatever it is on N64 that no one really seems to remember or care about. I enjoyed it a lot.
I will say most people don't like Yoshi games. So
yeah, Yoshi kind of sucks.
Yeah. I don't know. Yoshi's Island was a big hit, wasn't it? Like the original.
I don't like Yoshi.
Define big hit.
What was that, Tony?
I said define big hit.
Yoshi's... I don't know.
I don't know how to define that. Lots of people played it?
Yeah. Sold copies.
I'm kind of with you, Don. I'm not a big Yoshi fan, but I do want to play Yoshi's Woolly World. That game looks super cute.
The aesthetics in that game look cute, yes.
Yeah, Yoshi is not a character. Like each of the dinosaurs is a Yoshi. I'm very confused. I always thought Yoshi was the green fucking dinosaur.
No.
And they're a race of
that's a type
of
right
dinosaurs.
Exactly.
And
I learned that in Super Mario World, or whatever.
It's a fucking
Super Nintendo, because there's like the green Yoshi and the yellow Yoshi and the purple Yoshi.
Well, I guess all the Toads are named Toad, too, so it's like, I don't know. Mario's
a very confusing world.
Very. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. We'll do this. Let Don go to sleep because he said he was tired.
I'm actually a little more awake now, but.
And we'll let Jeff go finish Axiom Verge. Maybe he can finish it before we post it.
Yeah. I'm close. I feel it.
All right, Fozzie, say goodnight.
Thanks. Yep.